You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 234 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy yes. Wednesday. Sorry about Monday. Had some scheduling conflicts, but we're back. We're ready to rock and roll. It's Kyle and Ben, and we are ready to talk about some dadgum golf. Fall golf right around the corner. It's starting to get cooler. We're loving it. Normally in the South, it's still blazing till about mid-October, but it's getting cool a little bit early. It feels amazing, and we're ready.
I've already thrown the invite out to Kyle. We got to find a day where we go to Shoal. We get to walk. It's going to be the easiest 18-hole walk ever because it feels perfect out there right outside of Birmingham. Yes.
Little quarter zip. Can't wait. I'm in, by the way.
Shorts on the bottom. Quarter zip action on top.
I'm basically a regular now, so I'm in 100%. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Ben, what's your favorite bet to make? You like totals?
It depends on how much I've had to drink, because it can be blackjack, even though that's stupid, but still I enjoy it and love it. If I'm completely sober and going on there, I'm a big like second half guy, and I can blame the Auburn Tigers for that because they don't ever score in the second half. So I'm always hitting the under on that, and I'm usually winning.
You could be riding an 8-game winning streak right now if you bet on the Tigers to score under 7 points in that second half.
I'm not kidding. It started last year, in that 5-game span. It started. I was like, okay, I'm just going to start taking the under in the second half every game, and it's been working for me.
Oh, it should be. Should be killing it. Should be just stacks on stacks. Well, look, you can bet second halves, you can bet first halves, you can bet live halves, you can bet live totals, whatever, everything you can possibly dream of to bet a college football game, an NFL game, MLB, any sport you can do at BetOnline. You need to sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, mm-hmm. Get a 50% bonus, welcome bonus. So give them $100, they'll give you 50 back to play with on top, and then you go win some money. Have a lot of fun doing it. BetOnline, it's where the game starts.
If you're an NFL guy, upsets are starting to happen because teams parody, are not undefeated baby. Anymore. So that's the thing, the parity. If you've been thinking you've been going with the favorites this whole time, start taking some dogs. I'm telling
NFL
you.
NFL has to be the hardest sport to bet. I swear it's just like anybody beats anybody. Rigged, too. The NFL is 100% rigged.
Oh, there's no doubt it's rigged. The other night, the St. Louis Rams were supposed to come back, and then that pick
might
six
as well be the WWE. Yeah. It's all
if
fake.
You want to bet the WWE, call me and Kyle. We'll take your money. We'll put bets on there for you. Go ahead and go through us.
Absolutely. I think the best way to bet NFL games is to bet against where the most money is, because that's what they're going to do. That's the way they're going to rig it. Anyway, all right, let's talk about some golf. So Tiger Woods. The hero,
back in the news again.
The Hero World Challenge, which is usually one of the first. Is it a PGA event?
No, it's an invite, and it's usually it's an invite of basically his buddies, but his buddies that have like won.
Typically, you have to win to get in, or have played really well all year. He announced the field. It's a no-cut event. I think it's typically like maybe 17 guys, something like that. And sometimes he plays in it. I doubt he plays in it this year. Maybe he will. I don't know. Has he said?
He's not on the list that we received. I don't know if he's going to play or not. Since it's not a USGA sanctioned event, he could take a cart. The players may ask him to play.
Yeah.
They may say, look, it's your tournament. We want you out here. Like,
if you can do it, Tiger.
Yeah. Do it for us. Take the cart.
Do it for us.
Yeah.
One thing he didn't do for us is put any live gal whatsoever in the field, even ones that deserve to be in there, even winners. Nobody, not one single live golfer. However, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit until it's announced. He did leave 3 exemption spots open. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess he could put whoever he damn well pleases in there because he's Tiger Woods. But he has kind of seemed to be on the hardline PGA Tour, PGA Tour anti-live side, maybe working to be future commissioner, who knows. But biggest takeaways, Ben, from the list, do you want to read the list first and then have some takeaways? Do you have the list in front of you?
We can go through the list first. It's some of it's not surprising because it's going to be guys that have One, I mean, you, guys that were really hot all year long. You got Scottie Scheffler leading the way. I mean,
sure,
that's a no-brainer. Number one guy in golf right now. Xander is on that list. Then it's then you go to John Rahm, Justin Thomas. He's probably going to go in anyway, just because he and Tiger are neighbors and hang out. Which also makes me think on that tournament exemption list, Ricky Fowler may be headed in there. He and Tiger are like bestie buds now. So and Ricky's had a lot of free time to hang out with Tiger. So there you go.
Yeah, he drove the Armada.
So, he did. He probably rented the Armada. Tiger was probably happy about that. Colin Morikawa on this list, who did not win last year. Will Zalatoris, who had a great year last year, seemed like the top 10 finisher of the year. He was in all the top 10s. And he finally
like should have won 10 times. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. Matt Fitzpatrick, who was U.S. Open winner this past year. Victor Hovland. Sam Burns, who was really hot at the beginning of the year last year. Jordan Spieth, who actually won a golf tournament last year. Kyle and I were talking before we ever came on, and Kyle was like, did Jordan win? I was like, yeah, it was pretty unforgettable, but he didn't win one. Tony Finau, remember, it was practically given to him there at the end. It was that playoff win.
That's true.
The tournament after the Masters. Tony Finau, who won twice at the end of the year, so I'm not shocked he got in there late. Billy Horschel, Horses Ashel, he's going to be there. And just kind of, he stands out as being like basically the oldest guy there besides Tiger that's going to be at this tournament. Hideki Matsuyama, Cameron Young, who had a great – he's right there with Will Zalatoris' top 10 finishes throughout the year that seemed like he should have won 12 times and didn't. Sungjae Im, which I'm not shocked at. Max Homa, who won twice at the end of the season. And then Tom Kim, basically the heartthrob of this past President's Cup that everybody
absolutely won the Wyndham, loved. I believe he won the Wyndham.
Yep, won the Wyndham and he's basically won over the world and kept them single-handedly, just about kept them in the tournament for the President's Cup. So,
yeah.
And then there are three spots available. And I don't know if one of those spots is for Tiger because, as I said,
surely it is. That's going to be one of them.
Yeah, it's not USG sanctioned, so he can take his cart. He didn't have to have special rule. Does he wait and see who wins these next couple of weekends that now that the new season has started and send them an invite? I don't know. So we shall see. But this is those of you who are wondering, the Hero World Challenge, this is a tournament where Patrick Reed caught all kinds of hell because he cheated.
Yeah.
Because 100% they caught him. Yeah. They red-handed. Caught him with
not a bad camera angle. It was a great angle, actually.
he said it was a terrible camera angle. But he was scraping the dirt out from behind his ball in a waste area because of bunker. But that's still cheating. He was still improving the lie.
Sure.
Some of the notables, Kyle, that did not make it, because I know you said that he didn't invite the live guys. Well, that's exactly what it is, because if you're going based off of this and off of winners, which everybody was a winner except for Colin and Cam Young.
Yep. Did not win a tournament.
I forgot the Colin thing too. Tiger's now a tailor-made guy, and so is Colin. Maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not sure.
He's pretty good too. Colin's pretty good. I mean, he's like top 10 in the world, so he's good.
He is. But the guys that should have made it because they won, Joaquin Niemann, who just left and went live. And he, Cam Smith, multiple time winner this past year.
Two pretty solid ones. Two pretty big tournaments. Y'all know if you heard of them. The Players and the Open.
Yeah, those are those are kind of big ones on the tournament or on the tour.
We call them what we call them in the biz, the big ones.
The big ones. And then our good friend Taylor Gooch, he went live, but he actually won at the first of the year. Because you know that the season always starts in like
wraparound,
October.
Yeah.
It doesn't at the first of the year. So he won. He was one of those early winners last year. And so he's a winner, like some of the others were early winners last year. And he did not get invited. The honorable mention, because he's still in the top 25 in the world, DJ, Dustin Johnson, also not invited in there. So I guess he did. He took the side of, I am not going to be inviting any live guys. Or those three exemptions, there's your Neiman, Cam Smith, and Gooch, because he can still get away with not inviting DJ. DJ is a top 25 guy, but he didn't have a win last year.
And also, there's nobody that is outside. The highest ranked player is 21st. So like that's kind of, I mean, even though DJ, his ranking is based off of not playing well, but because he's just not getting world ranking points for playing in live events, I don't think he's going to add Cam Smith, I don't think he's going to add Joaquin Neiman. I don't think he's going to add Taylor Gooch. I think it's going to be him. And like you said, probably like a Ricky or somebody else that's on this outskirts. Like, let's see. Let me just look at the world golf rankings.
I will say that if out of those three, I'm okay with him not adding Taylor Gooch. Taylor Gooch won like before Christmas last year. And Joaquin Neiman only won once. And so he's, you know, he had a decent year, but he's not like, he hadn't had a great year.
I didn't know Rory. Why is Rory not in this?
Rory's not on that list either. And that kind of shocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because he and Tiger may not be seeing eye to eye now or something. I don't know. Maybe Rory's going for that PGA Tour commissioner job. And this is Tiger's way of saying, no, bub, I'm still Tiger Woods.
You got Rory, Cantlay.
I don't know that Rory has played in this, though, in the past. Kyle, I haven't seen him. Maybe this is a scheduling thing. He may have reached out to Rory, and Rory said, no, I haven't ever played before, and just decided to turn it down. The shocking one to me, though, and it's only because he's lit, Cam Smith. I mean, he's still number three in the world.
Yeah.
Like, this goes back to what you and I said, that even some of the players have said, and we'll get to that with Jay Monahan here momentarily. You want tournaments with the best guys in the world playing. Like, what sells tickets?
Especially this one.
You know, yes, he's lived, but this isn't a USGA or PGA Tour event. Like, you don't get any – you get a trophy out of this. You don't get any points out of it for winning because it's an invite-only type deal. So why not invite him? I mean, he's not – that's not going to secure him any world golf points. It's not going to secure him any PGA Tour points. Or FedEx Cup points, I guess.
Let's have some fun, man. Let's have some fun. Yeah. Let's duke it out. Let's bring those three guys in. Bring those three guys in.
There's good fishing down there in the Bahamas, too.
Bring those three dudes in and wax them. You know what I mean? Or unless you're scared.
Yep.
If you're scared, say you're scared.
That's another thing. It's your tournament. Why are you stopping with only three tournament exemptions? Shit, let's make it 10. Just get the top 30 people in there. It's your tournament, bub.
I guess it's because of the limited prize pool, and they're just making it worth it for everybody since it's a no-cut event. And everybody gets paid. That's a good invitation, isn't it? Is there a better invitation? Hey, dude, here's the deal. I want you to come hang out for the weekend. I'm going to pay you at least 100 grand.
Not just that. That's what Liv is already doing, and they're only making it 54 holes, so it's kind of awesome. But for it to be Tiger, him host it, you know he's going to have different dinners for him every night.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment. Because this thing is not – it's not like the local – like when you watch it every year, there's not a big crowd there. It's just people that – locals and people that may be vacationing, or they may – big golf nuts that may take their vacation that same time hoping to run into, you know, a pro at some point in time. So it should be, make it 30. Just bring 30 in and invite who you want.
And then have a fist fight.
Yeah.
have a fist fight after two rounds. That'd be awesome.
Then DJ won't be invited. That's for sure.
Yeah. He's got the reach. Another thing that's awesome. It's definitely, and it's golf related. That's, literally anything that you can get at swannies.co. Using coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25, you can take 25% off literally every single order that you ever have for the rest of your life. I mean, look, if you like printed polos.
As long as they're sponsoring us, yes.
As long as they're sponsoring. If you like printed polos, like prints, they got them. If you like stripes, they got them. If you like solids, they got them. If you like whatever you like, they have it. If you like pullovers, quarter zips, hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts, hats. If you like hats, holy cow, there's a ton of hats.
Getting hoodie weather too.
Yes. I mean, they have literally everything that you can imagine, and they're cool people. They're fun to work with. They love their website's awesome. A lot of pictures, gives you a lot of ideas on how to pair stuff. They're great. They do a subscription box. I mean, they got everything you could ever ask for.
They do a grab bag. I highly suggest the grab bag.
Yeah, the grab bag, the subscription box, all that stuff. And you can save big doing it. I mean, the stuff's already priced amazing. I think like your polos are in the, you know what, $70 range. And then you get to take 25% off that. I mean, you can't beat it, man. You can't beat it. Love those dudes. Show them some love and use our coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Save big. Swannies is wear fashion. And
yes,
fashion for golf and whatever, all that stuff. That's where it starts. Is at Swannies. All right, moving on. Second topic we want to talk about. There's an article. Jay Monahan talking about had a press conference. Where was the press conference been? Do you know?
No,
doesn't
I
matter.
Don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
No, it
Who
doesn't
cares?
matter.
He's not gonna be the commissioner much longer. We don't care. So there's a press conference, and he's asked a lot of questions about mostly, hey, since some of the players like Rory are saying stuff like, hey, there's going to have to be some type of come together meeting or some type of agreements or something.
Oh, it was an ESPN interview. It was a sit down interview that he did. Yep.
Okay. Since some players are already saying, hey, we got to make amends, we got to figure out some way to make it work together. What is your comments to that? And he basically said, nah.
Nope.
Nah. I'm sticking to the guns. It's not happening. There's no way we can coincide. There's no way that they can, work on this together at the same time. There's no crossover. There's no way to make it work. And I mean, at this point with him, if anything that you stray away from that, you look like a even bigger loser. So I, on one hand, I respect him for that because he's sticking to his guns, and he's going to more than likely go down in a blaze of glory. But I mean, what's some other takeaways from it?
My biggest thing is there have been players that have already changed their mind a little bit. One of which is Rory McIlroy, who was on the same side as Jay Monahan, where he was like anti-Liv. And I still think he's anti. I think Rory's still anti-Liv, but they are starting to realize that no matter all the bitching and begging they've done, like you said before, we talked about this on a previous podcast where you said they're all in this together anyway. I think he's realized that you need the best players in the world to sell tickets and to sell a product. And it doesn't matter where they come from. As long as they show up on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they've got to find a way to coexist. Like Rory has said that. One of the first ones to come out and say that was Padraig Harrington, which is he's being an old guy. He took that stance that no old guy has taken. All the old guys have been no. They've been like Monahan, like stay away
Freddy's
from Liv. Yeah, all those guys have completely taken the opposite.
Happy
stance.
Late birthday, Freddie, by the way.
Yeah. A big shout out to Freddie. Even Billy Horse's Ashel. Now, he and JT are still on Monahan's side. They're still like, nope, F them. I don't want them coming over here and playing. I don't want them being a part of it. If they want to be on that tour, they can have that tour. Like, they made their bed, let them lie in it. But I get where some of them are slowly coming around where – it's not just that, it's something that you got to prove too. Like, yeah, I think Rory, people have chirped at him, and I know he's not listening to this podcast, but I mean, maybe he said that because we've said y'all refuse to play him. So how the hell do we know if you're better than them? You know, you can make fun of the 54 holes that they're playing and stuff like that all you want. But the thing is, they're still showing up on Tuesday to play their practice rounds. They're still putting in the work. They're just doing it 12 weekends out of the year instead of somebody like John Rahm that apparently is doing it 35 weekends a year didn't even know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there the Pat Perez's that are winning $7 million that really aren't doing a whole lot of anything, and it seems like he's probably not working, like he's probably just showing up and living off the Aces brand?
Dynasty.
The Aces dynasty. But the other guys, I mean, you can't tell me that DJ's still not out there practicing. I mean, they still said that he's still taking like six putters to the course and working on his putting because he still hadn't gotten comfortable, and he's working on that for 3 hours prior to a round. Like,
hey, DJ, I got some putters for you, buddy.
Yeah. Don't tell me that they're not putting in the effort and they're not working. So I think Rory's finally realized, and that's why he backed off a little bit. So I think that makes Monahan look bad. That somebody like a Rory has already kind of backed off his comments. But, yeah, I think that this is a nail in the coffin for Monahan, because I think as Rory comes around and other players come – and what about the guys that we're not even hearing from? What about the John Rahms that, you know, when Tiger and Rory called meetings, he wasn't even invited, and he's a top 25 player in the world.
Like, he was not happy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it ain't all – roses and peaches within the PGA Tour, because
roses and
not,
peaches
they're
Always
not on
that.
The same page either. They're not on the same page either. Nah. And apparently none of them are on the same page with Monahan, and now Monahan comes out and does this in an ESPN article, and you know,
you wonder if the guys that are like, are you, you know what, he doesn't really speak for me, you know, and this is a player, this is actually run by the players, so like Well, I'm anxious to see if some like people step up and say anything in response to this. Maybe, probably not, because nobody really wants to talk crap with amongst themselves unless it's about live tour. So, it's interesting.
One of his biggest issues, though, Kyle, is he says that, well, they're suing us, so that's, he's using that as an excuse. Okay, well, Phil and a couple other guys have dropped out of that suit. So now do they get invited to go play on the PGA Tour at some point? Like,
It's all.
if you're gonna take that hard stance of, well, they're suing us. Okay, well, some of them have dropped out of that suit. So what about those guys?
Why are they suing you? They're not suing you. They're not suing you because they're suing you because of what you're doing. They're not suing you out of just
They're
because
not,
they want to.
right.
They
They're
don't
not
want to
suing you
sue
because
you.
of your product.
They don't want to sue you. They don't want to sue you. They don't want to have to play in on the Asian tour to get world ranking points. They don't want to do a lot of things. They just want to do their thing and still do both and whatever. And all the negativity is comes from you saying they can't do that. So that's what that comes from.
And you
Not
made the
them
point
choosing to.
a long time ago. You kind of doubled down on what Phil said, not some of what Phil said, but just this particular thing, where you said they're contract employees. That's what they're suing you for. Yeah, they can play. You know, you didn't have a problem when they went and played in the Dubai Classic and all got paid $8 million for appearance fees. Like, that didn't bother you. But then all of a sudden, when they play in 12 other tournaments, because that's all they're playing in, now you have an issue with it. It's like, you, it either needs to be, if you're going to be so draw a line in the sand, Jay Monahan, then you don't need to let them go play in these Tiger Invitationals that aren't PGA Tour sanctioned.
I mean,
That's
I don't see the
exactly
difference.
what they're doing this weekend. They're just not
I
playing
don't
for
see
a
the
foreign
difference.
company in a tour. They're playing in a tournament that doesn't count.
I don't see the difference. I don't see
Yeah.
the difference. And I don't, you know what else I don't see the difference in? That is
Oh.
the difference between a Blue Tees rangefinder and the top line $700 rangefinders. Like, why
Yes.
would you spend that much money on a rangefinder when you can get all the exact same features in a Blue Tees? And they look just as good, they feel just as good, they work just as good. You're gonna have the magnet already built in. You don't have to get a stupid strap like you do for a lot of them. You get a cool carrying case, you get the toggle on and off slope for the Series 3, you get the Buzz lock on, you get the red infrared screen, you get the scan mode, you get everything. I mean, in the slope, I mean, we love playing with slope. Nate doesn't, but we do.
Nate doesn't, because Nate just doesn't know how to figure it out and use it. That's the only reason he
If
doesn't.
you go, it makes him think too much. Apparently, just seeing a number and then hitting that number makes you think too much. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you have to pay.
Apparently he studies the topography of all the golf courses, so he doesn't need the slope. He just
It
gets the
may.
number and he's like, okay, this is a 20-foot drop. It's going to take 6 yards off my drive.
Yeah,
Okay.
instead of just saying boom, one it's playing 125, I'm just gonna
Yeah.
hit it 125. Yeah, exactly. Makes no sense. But anyway, but this does make sense. You can save big on Blue Tees already, just not even having a coupon, you save a ton of money, and then use coupon code DadBot on top of it and save 10% more. I mean, what more can you ask for? Go ahead and get you a top of the line rangefinder with all the features that you could ever dream of, and save a ton. Use the coupon code. Go to Blue Tees. They got Bluetooth speakers. They got all kinds of swag. Awesome company, Blue Tees. It's where rangefinders start. Okay, fall golf. We
Hold on,
teased
Kyle,
it. Go
before
ahead.
you go there, because that ju you just hit me with an idea, so I wanted to cover it real quick.
Hit it.
Since Nate doesn't like to use the slope, the next time we go to Farm Links, when we go to the signature hole number 5 that overlooks the mountain,
He's not
he is
allowed to
not
look at a sign.
allowed to look at the sign that tells you what it's playing that day.
Nope, you're not.
We're going to blindfold him as he goes up there, and since he's so good at the slope, he has to pull his own club and never look at that sign.
Feel. You just got to feel
Yep.
it. Got to
Yep.
feel it. It's a good idea, actually. It's a great idea. All there's and there's several par threes that is a thing on. So it
Yes.
says where it says today's yardage. So you know that's what you get. You know, you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit.
The two on the front, 5 and 9, both of them. They're that
Yep,
way.
absolutely.
Both elevated.
So last thing we want to talk about, we teased a little bit, is fall golf. And one thing that is a joke, sometimes it's like a joke. It's sometimes you just kind of say it and you're hoping everybody else in your group says, yeah, sure. The leaf rule. Let's just go ahead and talk about the leaf rule. First, Ben, I want you to tell me what the mythical definition of the leaf rule is for those that have no idea, that don't play a lot of fall golf. What is the leaf rule? There may be people that don't understand this.
And I'm not going to read.
Just give me your version.
Word.
Just give me your version of the
My version of it is, and this is something that it even may be done on the fly. Like it's don't be a nerd and set your gambling rules on the first tee. Don't start talking about ground rules for the day on the first tee.
Just straight up, what just, leaf rule? Just gives
the leaf rule is when you get to, let's just say you get to number three at RTJ on the, or number four at RTJ on the lakeside. You got woods on the left, woods on the right, tons of leaves in the edge of the fairway. There's also some little runoffs here and there. And you hit a ball that you know is on the edge of the fairway. If it's not, it's barely on the edge of the woods. And you get down there and you can't find it because the leaves have all fallen. Number one, don't you damn sure get back in the cart and go back to the tee box. We're playing fast golf here. I'm going to get mad at you for doing that, number one.
Yes.
Number two, it's just one of those things where you look at the other three guys in your group and you're like, you guys all agree that it should be right here, right? And everybody's like, yes. Like, okay, you get a free drop. That's
yes, leaf rule.
That's leaf rule. And
then you got to go leaf rule, and then you drop, and then you just drop it. Yes.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that. You have to do leaf rule. Daiquiris is kind of that same time. No, the leaf rule is great for speed of play. It's fair because there's just times where there's just so much of an accumulation of leaves, even if it's hit. Even if it's hit a little bit wayward, if it's in play and 9 times out of 10, you're able to find it because you know this course like the back of your hand and you know where those balls go and you just, for whatever reason, it's just not there. Leaf rule.
Yep.
But as long as you, like you said, you got to declare it. You got to declare it on the tee box with your group. But the funny thing is, like, this is an actual thing. Like, it's an actual thing in the rule book. So for in tournament play, there's not like rule 14-3, whatever.
Right.
It says leaf rule, but it does say it does allow for the freedom of local rules in a tournament to declare, hey, this area is there's a ton of leaves that accumulate. This area, they can mark it off just like ground under repair. And if it goes in there and your group agrees that it goes in there, it is by golf, like golf rules in tournament, USGA, it can be considered leaf rule and it could be a free drop. So, that's something. Hey, strategy comes into play sometimes.
Yes.
Think about strategy when you do this. Okay. There's corners you can cut. There's all kind of blind tee shots. You can just take rips. I mean, you got to really think your way through this. Leaf rule is an opportunity to really get your handicap down. If it's used right, I'm just saying you can win some bets. You can get your handicap down using the leaf rule. I'm just telling you, you got to learn how to maximize it.
The other three guys in your group have to be in conjunction with you, though. You can't just do like Kyle.
Have you ever had a questionable leaf rule decision that you can think of?
Or no, as a matter of fact, the guys I play with, like playing with you, playing with some of the other buddies of mine, and you've played with them too. Most of them, like, they're like, it should be right here. Just go ahead and take a drop. Like, they will offer it for you. Like, it's one of those things. It's kind of a no brainer. But you've got some people that are sticklers. They're like, oh no, we're gambling. Like, he can't take a drop. It's like, okay, bub. Like, it clearly, it's he right didn't here. Hit it 30 yards into the woods. It's literally somewhere. Landed in the fairway and drifted off. The ball should be right here.
And here's another thing. I played golf with a guy. I tried to give him hey, the ball's right here, but the rough's just too tall rule. Like, I know it's here. We can't find it.
Yes.
He was too honest. You know what? If you're just too honest, it's just your bad. You know what I'm saying? Because
when your player partners have given you the option, yes, and it's in the rule book. And when they've given you the option to, hey, don't penalize yourself, number one, you just lost a $4 golf ball. That's penalty enough. So go ahead and not take a stroke and take your drop. No, you don't get to drop it in the center of the fairway. That's not how it works.
No. You kind of pick a spot where you think it landed and then just go ahead and drop it. And it's a knee-high drop. You know, so that's good too. You get a little knee-high drop and go with it. I love it. Our course, it's a ton of leaves off the fairways. And, you know,
well, that's got to be blind tee shots. Y'all's course got a ton of blind tee shots.
There are several blind tee shots. So you don't get to see where they roll out a lot of times. You just kind of got to guess. But the thing is, here's the thing, though. It's another one. It's another one of those common sense rules that it's like not hitting out of a divot or things like that. It's just common sense. There's no reason that if literally you hit one down the middle of the fairway and it's a blind and it just happens to roll through the fairway or roll to a spot where it rolls up under a couple of leaves and you walk and for whatever reason you can't you don't kick that leaf over, and it's just, you just cannot find it. There is no reason that you should be penalized for that, especially when, you know, you're on the tee box and everybody sees that your drive's in play. Now, if you blow one way right and you're off way deep off in the woods and you can't find it, screw that. That's on you. That's on you.
Take your penalty then.
Take your penalty. Re-tee, go do the local two strokes, drop it in the fairway, whatever. Whatever rules you typically play. But, I mean, if you just barely go into the trees in an area that everybody knows is pretty easy to find golf balls, just use your common sense. You know what I always talk about when I talk about lazy leadership and zero tolerance? This is a perfect time to not be a lazy leader, not use zero tolerance, use common sense, be able to make tough calls. This is perfect. I love the leaf rule because the leaf rule is logical, and I love logic. I hate it just does rules. Hate
it's
them.
Not just logical. It speeds up play.
Speeds up play. That's
when
big.
You got those. When you got some of those guys that are down there and they've already been slow. They're in front of you, and then they hit one that you saw them tee off because you've already caught them, and they're down there looking in the edge of the fairway for the next 20 minutes. It's like, just drop one.
And all you hear is, they're doing the foot shuffle trying to find their ball in the leaves.
Yeah, it's like, just all over drop the course. One.
It's annoying. It's annoying. Take a couple peeks. You can't find it, leaf rule. You got to do it like that. You got to go leaf rule, and then and you have to do that to signal that you're declaring leaf rule. Agree? I mean, I agree.
I think, I mean,
listen,
I think
it's fine. You need to go ahead.
Think it's a little flamboyant how you're announcing it, but whatever.
So what? You got? I mean, it's a leaf rule's flamboyant. The leaf rule itself is flamboyant. Leaf rule. No, man. Fall golf is. I really struggle. Is it fall golf or is it spring golf that's my favorite? I can't quite make up my mind yet which one I like.
It's a hard tie, man, for me, because right now we still have that extra daylight. We haven't fallen back. Same thing when spring first comes around and you spring forward, you get that extra daylight at the end of the day. And so the temperatures are about the same. I'd probably tend to lead towards fall because fall golf is the sign that football season's here. So you can play during the week. You got your games on Saturday and Sunday. So probably play more during the week during the fall than I do in the spring. Whereas the spring, nothing's going on Sunday afternoon. So I'll probably be at the course on a Sunday afternoon.
Spring can be pretty cold sometimes too.
It can be. This is a gradual. With us, we luck out. Like my sister in the Northeast is already dealing with like freezing temperatures. We don't have that yet.
No.
And so.
No. Not until about January.
Yeah. So we get the opportunity to basically go into September all the way through Thanksgiving with the same temperature every afternoon.
Yeah. You're talking, your lows are going to be like 60.
Yes.
And it's just majestic. It's been absolutely majestic here with sunshine. I think the Hurricane Ian, I know a lot of people had a lot of damage and a lot of destruction and whatnot, but when a hurricane comes, I feel like it sucks the clouds from everywhere because it's literally like the brightest days ever. Around places that you know get hit by a hurricane, but we love fall golf. Hopefully you do too, and you're getting to play a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Tonight we're done with this episode. We're probably going to go play some golf, and we're going to be back Friday and talk about playing golf even more. It's great time to play golf. I think the Bangkok Live event is this weekend. So they're already probably today was probably the pro-am. I don't know how Bangkok is actually maybe in the future. I don't know how the timeline works. It could be in the future. It may be a whole day ahead. Who knows? But it's going to be hard to watch, but there should be some good golf played, some fun updates and whatnot from it. So y'all pay attention to that, and we will chat back with you on Friday. This is episode 234 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always stroking.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.